It's Matty Garwood, Froz Maid. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night, going right around the country. And tonight, taking a little quick trip out of our country into the US because we've got some brand new music putting a squeeze on us right now. It's Indiana Massara. She's joining us, talking all brand new stuff. Squeeze. Thanks, Indy, for joining us here on Oz Maid.
Hello. Nice to be here.
So joining you over in the US, how many years have you been there? Because you've got a little bit of a hybrid accent going on at the moment, being from Australia and having lived in the US for a little while. How long?
So I've been here for about 5 or 6 years, but I was born and raised in Perth, Western Australia.
Do you get a chance to come home often to Australia?
Yeah, I was coming home like maybe 3 times, 4 times a year.
Yeah.
But COVID, I've been stuck over here because the borders have been closed and I haven't seen my family in like a year and a half. So I'm really missing them and I really want to get home as soon as possible.
Yeah. That's one of the good things though, like what we're doing right now with Zoom, like you're still able to catch in and to get everyone's...
Yeah, when I first moved over here, I made sure to give my grandparents a crash course in how to FaceTime people. I was like, I'm not talking to you face to face, so you're going to need to figure it out. So I got my friends and I was like, this is how you use FaceTime. Awesome. I love you. You're going to be calling me every day.
Yeah, and they must be really proud of you, particularly with the success that you're having and the new one with Squeeze. Tell us a little bit about that, Indy.
I honestly wrote it about a year ago, right before quarantine, and I shot the video before COVID and everything. I never released it. I was kind of like, maybe I'll release it, maybe I won't. And then during COVID and when that all hit, I was like, you know what? Now is the perfect time to release this because that's all you want to do is hug people and be around people, because when that's deprived and you can't do it, it's like, that's what you want to do. And so I was like, yeah, let me just release it. I thought it was like a fun little song that people would enjoy.
You've created quite a brand around yourself as well, Indy. Like looking at some of your social stats, like particularly with the 4 mil for TikTok and the 2 mil for Insta, what sort of things have you done or would you give to other people to build their own profiles if that's something that they're looking to do? Or did it just kind of come about naturally for you?
It was definitely a lot of strategy, but it was definitely a lot of just being who I am and just being real. And I think if people are like that on social media nowadays, it relates so much better to audiences.
And do you find that the journey that you're on over in the US would be different than the one that you would be on in Australia?
So I ended up over here originally because my brother came over here. I have a brother, he's 2 years older than me. He was doing the whole like the singing and the acting and all those things. And I was an athlete. Like I ran cross country and like track and field. Like that was my thing. Like I was obsessed with it. And I just came over here to visit him one time. And then I was in the waiting room of an audition and a casting director walked out and was like, hey, can you audition? And my brother like death stared at me. He was like, you do not say no to these people. And I was like, okay. So I walked in and me and my brother booked the job and it was like an IC pole commercial. And I was like, this is kind of fun. This seems easy. Let me give it a go. And it's not easy. I got a reality check real quick to learn it wasn't that easy, but I've had the best time ever doing it. And so I kind of just got stuck here and thrown into it all. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, you got a bit of a Gal Gadot go feeling on for you today.
That's what people tell me all the time. They're like, so much of her. And I was like, that's the best compliment anyone could have ever given me. So thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So with all that and what's going on over there, what's next for you, Indy? What else are you working on? Are we going to focus continually on the music or are we looking for some more additions and some more acting and gigs or what?
Obviously working on music 24/7. I'm in the studio all the time, even if it's just with my friends or even if it's like a big session with producers that I probably am not even allowed to name. You know what I mean? I'm always doing that. But I have a movie coming out on, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it, June 11th. It's called Hero Mode and I'm really, really excited. It's with Mira Sorvino, who's an Oscar winner, Sean Astin, who's been in Stranger Things, The Goonies, Lord of Rings. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for that to come out on June 11th. And yeah, obviously I've got a lot of things in the work that I'm not allowed to talk about. And I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about the movie that comes out on June 11th, but I'm going to anyway. So that's very exciting.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to hearing all about that one. And we look forward to playing your brand new one, Squeeze. Really appreciate you joining us. Going to do it right now. Would you mind introducing it for me? Big Hollywood superstar that you are.
Thank you. I'm Indiana Massara and this is Squeeze.